Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today as we go back to the future with agricultural futurist Dr. Lowell Catlett in just a moment.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
At the recent 50th anniversary convention of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Dr. Lowell Catlett offered participants a look back to 1967 when the group was being formed, and he says 50 years later, things look a lot different, and to his way of thinking, they look a lot better.
It's one of those things I always hearken back to what Abraham Lincoln said. The good thing about the future is it comes at us one day at a time, and we tend to, until we go back and look and frame some things in the past, we tend to just kind of think that things are always the way that they were. So I tried to give them a little bit of a shock that a lot of us didn't have telephones and running water and a few other things 50 years ago. And so it's been a watershed of change for a lot of things.
For the cattle feeding industry, this part of the world has really transformed. You talked about how Iowa was really the king of cattle feeding back when they started.
Yeah, and it's the way that cattle feeding started here in Texas was, you started feeding where you had a feed source. At that time it was primarily cotton hulls and cotton seed around the cotton ginning facilities, but and Iowa is blessed as well as all of the Midwest with a lot of corn, soybeans, a lot of feedstock, so it would be natural that they started there. But to this old dry climate here in the Great Plains, Southern Great Plains especially, one of the reasons that we have some very productive dairies now coming in is because the dry climate you don't have quite the harshness of having to use up a lot of energy to just stay warm. So cattle do quite well in the high plains, and so we just unit train grains down sometimes from the Midwest, and you saw some transformations over the 50 years.
I know that, when we think about where we are in agricultural production today, everybody is pointing to this 2050 event of, 9 billion people. And you kind of, so we're already there.
Yeah, we are. We produce enough food in agriculture now. We can easily feed 10 billion people. We already do essentially produce that much. And if we really started addressing some of the waste and the loss that we have, I know my wife and I, we don't have children, there's two of us, and I just cringe sometimes at the amount of food that we, and we try to be frugal and smart, but we waste a lot of food, and the average human does too, especially in countries that are very wealthy. So, and it's not just at the consumer level. We see it at the farm gate too. We see, sometimes we leave lettuce in the field and onions in the field simply because the market isn't where, or it isn't just the right confirmation. So when we really look at the productivity of agriculture, we truly have and can feed at easily 10 billion people.
Ag Futures, Dr. Lowell Catlett. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The first annual Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association meeting is happening on October 28th at 6 o'clock at the historic Chain Ranch in Canton. It's a membership kickoff with the election of officers and a big barbecue planned for everyone. Independent producers must have a voice in today's production setting, and this is everyone's opportunity to organize and protect your business from outside sources. Call Andy Hutchinson at 580-886-5149. That's 580-886-5149 for more info.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.